original slide, you can see that there is a link. And Mike, you wanted to have a comment.
Well, so I think the answer to the question we posed was actually yes, there is a link, and there does tend to be a link, so that those who've got high mastectomy rates in their symptomatic practice also tend to have it in their screening practice. But of course, as others have already been brought out, that doesn't necessarily mean that's about the surgeon. We also need to know what it is about the patient as well. And I think this is an area I would say is worth investigating further. We've already heard the point about, is it how the options are put to patients? And do we need some further research in that, actually hearing how the options are put? Is it about travel times? And cancer registries have now got the means to look at travel times, to look into that. So the whole range of different questions that I think we now need to look at.
Malcolm?
I was just going to say that we have actually done some of these studies, and we are presenting the data later on this afternoon, which does look at this both from the perspective of the professional's choices, the patient's choices, the interactions between the two, and the case mix correction. So okay. we have for at least one region got the answer
for this afternoon,
that.
Malcolm. Yep. Okay, move on.